Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. So tonight we are talking all about summer camp. So it's that time of the year. Our mixed media art summer camp is back. Last year it was a little different because of COVID-19, because of the restrictions that were in place. We launched a virtual summer program instead that was completely online. But this year we are able to bring back some of our well-loved elements from our mixed media art summer camp. And we are so excited to be here tonight to talk to you about it. And I have in my studio with me two members of the education team, Zaria Munro-Wilkinson, who is our community outreach officer, and Blake Fox, who is our education officer. And they are really the ones who know all about this summer camp because they have been in the thick of it, planning, figuring things out from the very beginning. Welcome. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so, I mean, the Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp is a beast. You know, it's huge.
Yes, it is.
You know, essentially, we create a temporary school at the museum for about 4 weeks, and we normally welcome up to 100 children to our campus during the month of July. And this has been going on for over 6 years, about 6 years now in this current iteration. And, you know, at one point it was 6 weeks, so 2 3-week sessions, and then we moved it to two-week sessions, which is 4 weeks. But either way, it always takes months of planning. It's always an enormous undertaking, and every year we somehow make it happen. And this year, we're doing something very, very different. So, Zaria, why don't you speak to that? Because I know that this is something that we've never done before, so we're super excited to present it to the public.
So this year, we have a hybrid summer camp. It exists in both the virtual and in-person space. So as we all hope, we get back to some sense of normalcy. We want to make sure that we're doing what we can to continue to engage the public. You can know you can rely on us every year to have some sort of summer camp. And though it may not be safe for you to be with us every day, you can be with us some days and do virtual days with us as well. So we will have 2 in-person days. So you come and spend 2 days with us at the gallery, and then you spend 3 days with us virtually. Sorry. Which is super exciting. I know everybody is maybe just wants to be out in the world and do things and meet people. And one of the best things about our summer camp is that it allows you to meet different people and it brings people from all walks of life together. And we want to continue that. And so making sure that you get some chance to be on premises with us. Absolutely. And get the kids out of the house at least 2 days a week. Absolutely. And the theme this year focuses on integrated learning. And so it's art and music, art and the performing arts combined under the theme Jamming Visuals.
Yeah. And it was really something, you know, we are very fortunate right now because we have another member of the team, our education assistant, who is actually a musician. Just to all of you out there who are like, well, what kind of people work in an art museum? Listen, everyone works in an art museum.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we were kind of thinking about, well, what could this summer camp be about? How do we really make it fun and exciting and really kind of, you know, create a space where kids can really get away, like away yep. from all of it? We know it's been a really rough, not even year, it's been more than a year. It's been really rough. There's been a lot of virtual learning. There's been a lot of figuring out how what educators on figuring out how to get information to the students. There's been a lot of trying to figure out how to make sure the students are actually benefiting from this new learning platform. And we wanted to, even though we do have to take a portion of this into the virtual space, we wanted to make sure that the experience was so amazing, so fun, so engaging that you wouldn't even realize that you're sitting on those days when you're actually in Zoom with your instructor, you wouldn't even realize that you're there because you're just having so much fun. So Blake, I mean, you've been a part of this process. I mean, you and Zaria and our education assistant, Ramel, I mean, have really been kind of sitting down, figuring out, well, how do we make this happen? How do we even conceive of a hybrid model and make it as engaging as we want it to be?
Yeah. So I think, this is going to be my third summer camp since joining the team. And each year it's been a different experience. So the first year it was the regular tried and true on-campus summer camp. COVID wasn't a thing then. And that's when we did our 4-week session. And then last year we had to make the pivot and did everything virtually. And this year we decided that we couldn't do everything on campus again. So how do we make it feel not like school? How do we make it more fun? How do we give students the opportunity to interact with us in person? Because I mean, that's what we want right now, is to be able to be in person with other people. So we just had to figure out how do we do some kind of combination of what we've done in the previous 2 years. And we ended up deciding that the hybrid is probably the best route to go. I think it's going to be really exciting for the students to be on property and be at the museum and be able to be physically in the space, because you can't compare that to the virtual world. But the virtual days, we still are working really hard to make sure that they're also fun and still engaging, and that they don't feel like school. They feel meaningful, and the teachers are going to be great, and the students are going to be proud of the work that they create, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So can you give us a breakdown of what a week at the summer camp, at the Jam and Visuals summer camp will look like? Like, what does an on-campus day look like? What does a virtual day look like? And what can, you know, what can our campus expect when they engage in this program with us?
Zaria, you want to tag team this one?
Yeah, definitely. So when you're on premises with us, you can expect a fully immersive experience. So we want to make sure that the days you're with us, you're with us, and you're doing something every single second of the day.
Yep.
So we want to make sure we use that time wisely, since we only get two of them. So there are days, there was one day where you spend the whole day with your teacher creating a project, because at the end of camp, like we always do, we want to create, we want to allow the students to have an exhibition at the gallery. And so that's still something that you can look forward to. So we want to make sure that you are creating projects the entire time, both in person and virtually with your teachers. And so one day I was going to be dedicated just create. The second in-person day is more of an interactive day. Like, let's have all the things, do all the things, be all the things. And so working with, of course, the mural is a big draw for the camp. And every camp we do a mural. And so one day you'll be working on the mural for half the day. And the other half of the day, depending on the theme for the week, each week has a different theme, you will have a mini workshop with someone who's an expert in their field, in that field of music, whether it be instrumentals, whether it be lyrics, whether it be performing arts specifically. They'll be an expert in the field that actually walks students through an interactive workshop. And so they're there the entire 2 days with us, and they have a full schedule of events.
Yes.
And the virtual days are going to be engaging as well, just in a slightly different way. So students will have the opportunity to continue working on their projects that they started in person. We're going to have a series of presentations, and sometimes it might just be like a fun art-related film, a Bahamian cultural or art-related film. Just like some musical elements interspersed throughout those days as well to, you know, keep it lively and fun over the course of the day. So it doesn't feel,
Just so everybody knows, the artwork you'll be doing at home, we will send you home with an art kit with all of the supplies that you need to do your project. So parents, if you have seen our graphic for the Mixed Media Art Summer Camp moving around, you saw the fee and you're like, well, what does that fee include? It includes all the materials you're going to be using.
Yes, it does.
We want to make sure that the students, the campers, are able to really create with the least amount of stress or worry, and that you don't have to be concerned about where do I get these art supplies from, because we know that it's not always easy to find what you need on the island. The joys of living on a small island, you know, we all deal with it every day and we just take it in stride. And also keeping in mind, like Blake just said, that we are going to have an art exhibition at the end of the summer camp. So the summer camp is going to be held over a 3-week period, and every week stands by itself. It stands in isolation. And I know you just said that there's a different theme for each week. Can you share those themes with us?
Yeah, so the overall theme is, of course, jam and visuals, which is the combination or the integration of art and music. And so the first week deals with just sound, right? The sound and the tools we use to make sound, so instruments and vocalizations, and how that can be integrated with the art, and art in the museum space, right? Mm-hmm. The second week is going to be lyrics, right? Because what's a song without a good... without good lyrics. So just getting something someone said something exciting for the writers, because museums and art just can't exist without writing in general. And that's the same for music. So that's finding common ground and finding a new way to integrate those two things. And then the final week deals with art, performance art, right? So performance art, whether that be performance art in the museum sense, where you have actual artists doing performance art, or whether that's performance of music as art in a physical space. And so finding new ways to combine those two things. So those are our three themes for our 3 weeks.
Yes. And, you know, and also like putting out there that, listen, yes, we're talking about art and we're talking about music, but also remembering, if you've ever been to the NHB, the NHB has beautiful outdoor space. I mean, lots of space for kids to move around and play. And there's going to be lots of time, a lot of opportunity given to just like exist in the space and move in the space and experience the space, the indoors and the outdoors. So it's definitely going to be a change of scenery, especially if you've been sitting at home in front of your computer for a very long time.
We've intentionally planned the workshops and as many events as possible to be in that beautiful outdoor space, right? Whether we're in the sculpture garden or we're in the amphitheater or we're on the lawn, we're going to be, your kids are going to get all the fresh air they could possibly need throughout this camp.
Yes. Because what's camp without fresh air and physical activity? Because it wouldn't be camp otherwise. So we're going to be going on a break. But when we come back, we're going to be delving a bit more into the actual curriculum, the activities that the students are going to be doing and what they're going to be creating as well. You know, we take, this is kind of the biggest part of the summer camp, because at the end of it, the students' work is going to be what is, their proof, I guess, of what they've accomplished during the camp. So content is very important for us, ensuring that the students leave learning, having learned so many more things and being able to take that with them into their daily lives. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about that. So please make sure that you stay tuned, and we'll see you after this break.